This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Hundreds of firefighters from all over the country have battled the Rock Mountain Fire in North Georgia. They've won. It is now nearly all contained. But a local Jewish camp opened its door to these crews as they fought the blaze. GPB's Sean Powers visited the campsite.
Heavy rain falls at Ramah Darom, a Jewish camp whose Hebrew name means Southern High Place. It's located in the North Georgia mountains in the town of Clayton, just a couple of hours from Atlanta. Russell Schaefer is there. He's a firefighter from Colorado. His equipment is basic.
No, the only thing we have on our truck is the engineer's box that has all our water stuff, and then the other side that has extinguishers. That's it.
Schaefer has been waiting all day to get back into the woods to keep working. The storm is keeping him from doing that. As we talk, I notice there appears to be some ash on his shirt.
No, it's just 18 days of dirty.
Schaefer says being out here is worth it if it means he can save lives and memories. His wife and children are waiting for him back home in Colorado. Here, he's fighting for other families.
I've been on three fires this season, Hayden Pass in Salida, Colorado. I was on Twin Lakes in Meteetse, Wyoming, and this one. It's almost like a non-combative type of army.
Our understanding was these firefighters are accustomed to sleeping in tent cities out west.
That's Anthony Franklin, the general manager at Ramah Darom. When these firefighters headed south to fight this fire, they found this campsite that can house hundreds of people in cabins and hotels. Franklin says so far, more than 340 firefighters is the one-night record.
It is November. And we are in the Georgia mountains, and we wanted to offer them at least a nice mattress to sleep on, even if it was in a bunking situation.
Franklin drives me around the property. There are eight fire hydrants across the camp and a tank with 40,000 gallons of water.
We had already put out fire hose just in case the fire came our way. We could put water on it and try to push it back.
I asked him who on his team would have helped push the water back.
My maintenance guys and myself.
But these crews haven't had to do that. The fire didn't get close enough to the campsite. Instead, out-of-town crews largely relied on water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Franklin says this whole experience of taking in these firefighters has been eye-opening.
It's been very humbling, very encouraging. To meet people of all walks and talks and become friends and realize, you know what, they're just like the rest of us.
We approach a group of them standing outside of a cabin. They call themselves Diamond Fire, based in Southern Oregon.
How are y'all?
Super hungry.
Hungry.
Not better after a shower.
Andy Lamb is a member of Diamond Fire. The group works to control blazes and restore habitats to fire-devastated areas. Lamb has been doing this for more than a decade. His reaction when he found out he was staying here instead of camping outside?
Yeehaw! Since we're from Oregon, this is a whole different world over here, it seems like. Hospitality. Southern hospitality is real.
It's that kind of appreciation that continues to fuel Yoshi Patrick's drive to respond to dangerous fires. He's also a member of Diamond Fire.
What kept me out here was the first time, it actually kind of brings a tear to my eye every time I think about it, but we were driving through a town and you have children on the side of the road saying you are heroes and smiling and waving and saying thank you and, you can't beat that.
By dinner time, the different crews gather in the camp's cafeteria. Glazed carrots cook on an open stove. In the kitchen, executive chef Todd Jones is hard at work preparing a kosher meal that also includes lamb and red roasted potatoes.
Let's get these lamb steaks in a pan.
Chef Jones says food is a way to thank these firefighters.
They're big guys. They eat a lot. They require a lot of protein. You know, they burn a lot of calories a day, probably three or four times what you and I would in one day, just with the type of labor that they do. So it's almost like a family. We've seen these same guys for a long time. It's a very small price to pay to cook for them.
A small price, indeed. In the cafeteria, there's a wall honoring the different firefighting teams that have played a role in stopping the Rock Mountain Fire. And after that fire is gone, the firefighters will remain honored in memory. For GPB News, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.
And before fire crews prepare to ship out, the Rock Mountain Fire team joined over the weekend in Clayton's holiday parade.